Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu is running for mayor. Wu announced her candidacy in the 2021 race for mayor in a video released about a half hour ago. It follows months of speculation the incumbent councilor would challenge Boston Mayor Marty Walsh in next year's election. Monitoring all this is WBUR's Simone Rios, who joins us now live. Good morning, Simone.
Hey, Bob.
So tell us why Wu says she's now running.
Well, because she wants to run the city. No, but seriously, you know, we've gotten to know Wu quite well over the past 7 years. Her campaign says that Wu has authored more than half of the legislation passed by the council since she was elected. She cited a face surveillance ban ordinance passed just in June, the single-use plastic bag ban from 2017, short-term rentals ordinance, an equity in city contracting ordinance, among several other ordinances authored by Wu, cited by the campaign. But let's listen to some of the video she released this morning.
We can build wealth in all of our communities.
Value public education.
Plan for our neighborhoods, not big developers.
We can invest in housing we can afford.
And transportation that serves everyone.
We can truly fund public health for safety and healing.
And deliver on a city Green New Deal for clean air and water, healthy homes, and a brighter future for our children.
Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu's campaign video just released a half hour ago. Simone, last week Mayor Walsh kind of stepped on Wu's announcement this morning by saying she called him to tell him personally she was running. Well, Walsh himself hasn't said whether he's running for a third term yet in 2021. But if he does, how does Wu plan on going after him politically?
Look, you know, from the people I've talked to, anything's on the table. It's a political campaign. Certainly transportation has been a major issue for her. She's talked about experimenting with free ridership. Of course, you know, public health is going to be a big issue. But also housing, you know, the development that's happening in Boston and the different impact on different segments of the community, environmental causes. But it's also clear that at this time, who knows how things will be next year, but it's clear that she's going to use the pandemic and its disproportionate impact in the city of Boston, that she'll use that against Walsh. You know, the fact that Black and Latino people have taken the brunt of the damage from the coronavirus, and to the extent that that's happened in Boston, any of that stuff could be fair game for Wu.
All right, we should point out the obvious here, that it is just September 15th in 2020, and this is a 2021 contest, so it's very early on. But what do her chances appear to be at this moment so early on?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to know. I believe she's the only one who's made it clear that she intends to run. She's released a schedule over the next 5 days. She's going to be campaigning in different parts of the city. And like you said, we don't even know if Walsh will run again, which is probably the biggest X factor at this point. Should Walsh decide to run, it's hard for me not to see him as the favorite, but many things could change looking at how he won his last election against, former city councilor Tito Jackson. Michael Curry, former head of the Boston NAACP, says this about the prospect of going up against Marty Walsh.
I think he'll have a great story to tell about some significant development in the city, around some work in the last several years on the racial justice front, and then moving some resources in the direction of identifying how to address those issues. So I'm waiting to see what Michelle's argument will be, her case will be, for why we need a change.
Simone, any idea yet of how big a field this might be? Back in 2017, it was mostly a two-person race. In 2013, it was a field of more than 10 people. Do we think that anyone else is going to jump into the mayor's race next year, or will Wu have the field to herself against Marty Walsh if Walsh decides to run for re-election?
Yeah, you almost get the sense that when an incumbent mayor in Boston is running, that nobody wants to run against him, except a few brave souls. There is speculation that several more prominent politicians in the city could come forward. City Councilor Julia Mejia says she thinks several other city councilors will come forward to run, and she's urging people to hold off on jumping on anybody's bandwagon. My friend Bill Forey at the Dorchester Reporter, he says we should all hold off until after the presidential election in November, before focusing on city races. Michael Curry of the NAACP, he cited Andrea Campbell, the city councilor, as somebody who could well decide to jump in. And Curry says he likes the idea of a black woman running a city which has never had a mayor who isn't a white male.
All right. Well, we got a long way to go between now and November of 2021 when this election will actually be decided. So
indeed,
a lot could change between now and then. WBUR's Simone Rios, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.